wants to talk about them again. Like, fuck those guys.
Because they suck.
Yeah, they get fucking paid for nothing. what are you going to do? This is America. This is how we live. I'll wait for something to happen to someone else, and then let's all start talking about it. 866-RON-0-FEZ. 866-RON-0-FEZ. Time for your Ichi Buns. You know what that means.
Number one.
You heard me.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
That's it. Donnie. Donnie, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Yes, buddies. Ichiban obituary today, a sad day. The great comedic actor, Steve Landsberg, Detective Dietrich on Barney Miller, dead at the age of 65 from cancer.
Wow. Steve Landsberg, not only a fine comedic actor, was also a very fine comedian. He was part of that class of David Brenner. They all came up together. And Pips over in Brooklyn, Sheepshead Bay, one of the first comedy clubs they all came out of.
Sheepshead, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, they were one of the first people to do any kind of, hey, you got an act, kid? Come on over for free. You know
awesome.
What I mean? They kind of got picked up the rest of the country where, like, yeah, you can come here for free, work out a little bit. So all those guys used to catch the train over and work in front of wise guys.
That's great.
And then Landisberg got that show, and you know, it ran long enough that, you know, he made fat cash money for a few years, and that's all you had to worry about.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
I thought that I checked into this. I thought most of the Barney Miller show was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, there's about half of them alive. We're about 50-50 now on the Barney Miller show.
It's one of those kind of great forgotten TV shows. You know, some seem to stick around in reruns forever, and other ones were very big. Like right now, if you watch 7 o'clock TV, you're going to watch King of Queens.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit who you are. King of Queens is, they're on like five different channels at the same
time. It's a new Seinfeld almost.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, and I never watched King of Queens why it was on, but I got to watch TV at 7 o'clock. I'm like, why doesn't she get off his dick? Why is she always going to fuck with him? He wants to go out. He wants to have a sandwich.
Yeah, come on. She wants to live his life.
Like, whatever the fuck this guy is doing is up her ass. I don't give a fuck. He could be working on fucking curing cancer, and she'd be bitching at him about his weight.
Exactly.
And I'm like, this fucking guy, why did you even marry him? Why did you marry Kevin James? You fucking hate him so much. And, like, she's funny because sometimes she's just as fat as him. Like, sometimes she's, like, skinny as shit and hot. And other times you're like, baby, you've been wearing sweatpants for the last four episodes. I don't know all about the King of Queens. I got to catch up with it. I don't know why he's hanging around with that dull black guy. But, you know, I'm now into it. There's certain things that I watch because they come on at 7 o'clock at night. I'm sure at some point, 5 years from now, I'll be into that Two Men and a Half Men or whatever the fuck they're called. I'll be like, why doesn't he get his own apartment if he doesn't like fucking Charlie so much?
That kid gets into crazy shenanigans.
He
Jesus.
Does. But
Charlie Sheen's a ladies man, huh?
I don't know what it is. Like, I'll miss anything unless you put it on at 7 o'clock at night. If Obama wants to reach me with some kind of speech, you got a 7 o'clock at night at it. I don't know what I do the rest of my TV watching.
Yeah.
Other than PTI, we go through them fast. Who's going to win the big game tonight? They're both arguing about it. But if it comes on at 7, I'm just forced to watch. And I've always watched TV at 7.
Oh, it's a great before primetime time. You know, it's awesome.
You just finished your dinner. You're going to sit out for a second. You haven't thought about what you're doing tonight. And you want something. I'm not saying I want something shitty. But I certainly want something I don't have to think about.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And I don't have the attention span of a gnat, so I can't watch any of those shows that the girls watch where they're fucking going through all the Hollywood news in 8 seconds apiece.
Yeah.
Coming up real quick, we'll find out why Cher said something mean about someone, you know. It's always Cher is on there.
She's blowing up. Burlesque.
Nothing in her life has ever been fucking happening, but those things, they always care what restaurant she's coming out of, what restaurant she's going into. You got her, you got Jennifer Aniston, is always like, she's vacationing in the tropics. We'll get to that. They fucking bring it up, and then you see her for like 8 seconds. There she is at some pool somewhere.
Yeah, we have nothing to say about this, but there she is.
There she is. And then the guy, Mario Lopez, is just